When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jam's Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
All right. DJ Shagru just jumped out of the TARDIS. He's all ready to go. Esmeralda lined the entire Trib Tower with cardboard.
Halloween-themed
cardboard. Viggity Viggity Vic is in the newsroom popping and locking. And I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky. Get your suggestions and your requests in right now. Fly Jams Friday, where we celebrate R&B and start off your weekend on a funky note. 312-981-7200. All things R&B, all things fly, all things funky. 312-981-7200. I'm not playing around. A massive fly jam right there. George Michael, Fast Love, from the album Older from 1996. That is a fly. Now, Dan, you have to admit, that's a fly jam.
That is a fly jam,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Esmeralda, you ever hear that one? Fast Love by George?
I want to say I have.
George Michael?
Sounds familiar.
You know, I hadn't heard it in a really long time, and I was flipping around, and I flipped to MTV Classic. And I know, Esmeralda, that that's all you would watch if you had that channel. And they were playing a block of 90s videos, and that came on. I was like, oh, my God, I've never played this for Fly Jams Friday, and it's a massive fly jam. Terrific album, by the way, the album Older by George Michael. We have a few Fly Jam-related stories, news stories and stuff to get to, and then we'll get to your requests at 312-981-7200 and some of the other older requests that we have. And by the way, we do want to remind you that next Friday, a week from today, is going to be our Halloween Spooktacular. And so it's going to be also spooky fly jams. So if you, we've got a bunch of spooky fly jams that we play, that we've played for the last couple of years. But if you have any suggestions for spooky, Halloween, scary, horror-related fly jams, text them in, 312-981-7200. Okay, a couple of news bits here that relate to Fly Jams Friday. Phil Chess, the co-founder of the iconic rock and roll blues label Chess Records, has died at 95 years old, according to his son. Phil and his brother Leonard founded Chess Records in the late 40s and helped spawn the careers of many popular musicians in the 50s. The brothers first ran a series of jazz clubs before they decided to start the record company. Chess later signed several artists, including Chuck Berry, Etta James, Bo Diddley, and the Flamingos. That it was iconic, obviously, you know, and obviously a huge connection here to Chicago and to Fly Jams. By the way, Phil's brother Leonard died of a heart attack in 69. So Phil Chess, a legend, passed away at 95. Also, Motown Museum. The Motown Museum is planning a $50 million expansion to create space for interactive exhibits, a performance theater, and recording studios in the Detroit tourist attraction. They announced this on Monday. The new space will be designed and built around the existing museum. It includes the Motown studio with its Hitsville, USA facade. Renderings released by the museum show a new facility behind the existing museum with an entrance next to the existing studio. Robin R. Terry, the chairwoman and CEO of the Motown Museum, said in a statement that a goal of the project is to inspire dreams and serve as an educational resource for global and local communities. The museum is already among Detroit's best-known tourist attractions. So the Motown Museum is going to be expanding. So there you go. If you're out to Detroit in a few years, more coolness from the Motown Museum, which is certainly fly. So those of you who watched the debate this week know that at one point during the debate, Donald Trump called Hillary Clinton a nasty woman. Here's the headline. Janet Jackson hits sores on Spotify after nasty debate. Plenty of people are thinking nasty thoughts after Wednesday night's presidential debate. Spotify streams of Janet Jackson's 1986 single Nasty spiked 250% after Donald Trump called Hillary Clinton such a nasty woman during the final minutes of the showdown, according to the music service. 250% it spiked. Clinton may not have acknowledged the comment during the debate, but the internet really took notice. The word became one of Merriam-Webster's most searched for entries after the debate, according to Dictionary's website. So, Nasty by Janet Jackson spiked 250% on Spotify, and everybody started looking up the word on Webster's dictionary. Now, my question, as I said to you, Dan, DJ Shagru, why didn't Nasty Girl by Vanity 6, why didn't that spike 250%?
I wonder if Janet was in the news because of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nomination.
Yeah. Well, and also Nasty was a much bigger song than Nasty Girl.
And she's pregnant.
Who
she is? She
is.
Janet.
Knock on wood.
Seriously? She's pregnant?
Yeah, mm-hmm. 50. So
I was going to say, man, she's like my age. Good for her.
Her and Jermaine Dupri.
Is that really?
No, it's not.
Right? Isn't it Jermaine
Dupri?
No,
it's some dude. I don't know who it is. Some guy, but it's not Jermaine Dupri.
Did they get...
She dropped him a while ago.
That's too bad.
Dan getting very pensive about that.
I like my super couples. Wissam Almana, according to this.
I have no idea who that is. All right. Wow, that's good for her.
Fashion tycoon.
God bless her. Anyway. All right, so let's get to some fly jams. Here's a 815 area code requested this one.
Now move a little close to me. You owe it to yourself, and I will selfishly take a little for myself, and it's because of you that love won't let me wait.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. That's fly, baby. That's just you listen to that song and then you light up a bunch of candles, baby. Hey, by the way, speaking of candles, I lit a few of the ones that Veronica made for me. You know which one smells fantastic? Naked Tom Hardy.
Of course it would.
And I knew it would. I knew it would.
Is he using the shiny hiney?
The shiny hiney. That's why he smells so good, because he uses the shiny hiney. Okay. All right. Hey, we got a break for the news. When we come back, we got a bunch of people on the line for requests. It's Fly Jams Friday. More coming up after this. Yeah. DJ Shagru with his choice. That's Fly.
Yes, that is.
Explain who that is.
That is the fantastic Keith Sweat and his song Twisted. Probably his second biggest hit behind Nobody.
Yeah.
But my favorite.
I know it's your favorite.
And, that was right around the age where I understood the concept of Fly Jam, because that came out right around the same time as Motown Philly, and those two songs were the perfect entry. So I went old school with this one. I will go new school
with the next choice. Yeah. So that was DJ Shagru taking the reins here. That's Fly, man. Nice job.
That is definition of.
Yes, that's right. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got a bunch of people on the line. All the lines are jammed up. Let's go with Jeff on WGN. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, hi, Nick.
Hi.
I'm glad I have a request. The theme from Beretta.
Theme from Beretta. Let's hear it.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. When the going
Michael.
Nice request there, Jeff.
Thank you. That's a fly jam.
That's a fly jam. All right, buddy. Have a good day. Have a good weekend.
You do.
All right. There you go. It's fly. Fly. Sammy Davis Jr., man.
You should go as Beretta for Halloween.
Beretta?
You just wear a fake bird on your
just
shoulder.
Have a, yeah. Remember the bird's name?
No.
Dan? No, you guys are too young. You
no.
You don't remember Beretta. I bet Mary remembers the bird's name on Beretta. Mary, do you remember the bird's name on Beretta? No, she's shaking her head no. Fred! It's Fred! Come on, Mary!
I never watched it.
Oh, oh what?
Mary doesn't like seem song. Like the Beretta type.
Everybody is the Beretta type.
Oh, all right.
Not quite as good as Kaz.
Oh, God. yep.
You know, after that whole Kaz thing that we did a couple of weeks ago, all of my friends, you know, who like sometimes listen to my podcast, I actually have people, friends of mine actually listen to this show. and like half the cast of Toast of the Town, the show that has all the Kaz references in it, they like contacted me via Facebook or texted me and went, that was outstanding. You need to do an entire, every show you need to do an entire hour dedicated to Kaz.
It's like a monologue about Kaz.
Exactly right. By the way, Kaz, Ron Liebman, the king.
Yeah.
And did we get a hold of the people at Antenna TV? And did Rich
still working on it?
Still working on it? Did Rich get his boss at MeTV?
Neil Saban.
Yeah, get Saban in there.
Rich is busy this month. We'll wait till November.
All right.
It'll be a Thanksgiving surprise.
Kaz needs to be back. Oh! Kaz needs to be back on the air. You know, there's so many of us. I bet millions of people right now are listening. Well, no, to this show. Bunch of people right now are listening to this show going, I want Kaz. I agree with Nick. That Kaz should be back on the air.
You should do a grassroots
a campaign to get Kaz back on the air.
What did you get back on? Wonderland or what was it?
Wonder Falls.
Wonder Falls.
I didn't get it on back on the air, but I got the DVD of the entire season released.
Well, there you go.
I didn't have anything to do
you
with
can
it.
Do
I mean,
that.
I had.
You can
well,
get
I
Kaz.
You know, I mean, I think I did have an effect on it.
Yeah, you
I truly did because I had the lead actress on, I had the creator on.
Yeah.
I started a petition online. Tons of people signed it.
So yeah, let's get Rob Liebman.
Ron.
Okay.
Not Rob Liebman. Ron, how dare you? How dare you?
Ron Liebman.
Ron Liebman.
Get him on.
Yeah. Are you kidding? I would just be too nervous to talk to Ron Liebman.
Get the ball rolling.
That's right. I'm sure he'd want Kaz back on. Don't you think if we called Ron Liebman right now?
He probably would make money.
You got Zach Braff's number? Call him up. All right, let's go. We got fly jams to play. I can't because for the next 20 minutes, there's 20 minutes left of the show. I'm just going to talk about Kaz.
Well, that was your Kaz moment.
That was my Kaz. I have many Kaz moments every day. All right, here's Kathy on WGN. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
All right, fly jam.
Yes.
Brother Johnson Stomp.
Oh, yeah, here we go. I requested this one a few weeks ago, right, Dan? Kathy, that's a great choice. Stomp by the Brothers Johnson.
You've got good taste.
All right. Thank you, Kathy.
Okay, bye now.
Have a good weekend. Everybody keeps thinking that they only had that one hit. They only had Strawberry Letter 23.
Uh-huh.
You know who hates that song? You know who hates Strawberry Letter 23? Cochran. What the hell is wrong with him? Seriously. What? I mean... He told me he didn't like the song. I just stared at him for 5 minutes straight and just was like, what did you just say? Did you just say that? He's friends with Alexander O'Neill. He knows. He hung out with Prince. Cochran does not like Strawberry Letter 23. I remember that was played, if I'm not mistaken, Dan, that was played on our first fly. Was it played on our first fly jam?
That was, yes.
Played on our first fly jam, and I went down to do crosstalk with and hang out with Cochran. And walk in, he's like, why are you playing the Strawberry Letter 20? That song sucks. I'm like, what are you, the hell is wrong with you? All right. Here's Chris on WGN. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Nick. Great show as always.
Thank you, buddy.
I was watching this show, Everybody Hates Chris, and I heard this song by Billy Ocean, Caribbean Queen, and I didn't know it, and I fell in love with it.
Wait, you didn't know Caribbean Queen till you watched Everybody Hates Chris?
Yes, I was born in 87. So.
Oh, okay, all right. Fair enough, fair enough.
I didn't know. It's a great, I love it.
Okay, well, let's play Caribbean Queen for Chris. All right. Hey, Chris, there you go,
yes,
buddy.
Sir.
That's for you.
Thank you.
All right, man. Take care. Thank you. Whatever happened to Billy? Where's Billy Ocean now? He just lost all his money. Now he's just Billy C.
Oh.
Billy River.
Oh, Billy. Billy Tributary.
Billy. Billy Pond. Whatever happened to him? I wonder whatever happened to him. Because he had a Caribbean Queen. He had Get Out of My Dream, Get Into My Car. Mm-hmm. And he had When the Going Gets Tough, the tough get going. You remember that song?
No.
That was from the Jewel of the Nile, the sequel to Romancing the Stone. And in the video, we talked about this before, in the video, Michael Douglas.
Oh, okay.
And Kathleen Turner and Danny DeVito were all in the same suit, and they were doing background dancing and stuff. Yes. Yeah.
How's this for crazy? He was actually the subject of a death hoax 2 days ago.
Oh, no.
Come on, really?
But he is alive and well.
Good.
And we'll be embarking on a spring tour in 2007 in the UK.
Who thinks, let's say someone's dead, Billy Ocean.
Well, yeah. Well, you know why? You know why? No, because he's sort of like, you know, unknown enough that it could be like, oh, whatever happened to that guy? You know what I mean? Like, because nobody, when was the last time you heard from Billy Ocean?
Right.
You know? And then it's like, hey, Billy Ocean died. You go, oh.
And if you're going to start a hoax, dream big.
Really?
Billy Ocean.
What?
Okay.
Did you see the one from a few months ago, Stallone?
Yeah, I mean, see?
Yeah,
that person had some big dreams.
Yeah.
I'm going to make
Billy
a real
Ocean.
Big hoax.
You know, Billy Ocean died.
It's like, okay.
What? I can't believe it. I can't go on. I'm calling in sick to work. I have to mourn for Billy Ocean.
There's going to be so many tributes to Billy Ocean.
Nothing but Billy Ocean on every radio station for 24 hours a day. When the going gets tough. Oh, man. Okay. We had a break here and then more more fly jams. Well, just the thought of you gets me so high, so high, so high. Girl, you don't want, I want to want it. And if you want me, girl, you got me. There's nothing I know I wouldn't do, I wouldn't do, just to get up next to you. Oh. DJ Shagru showing how funky he is.
I like that, though. To get up next to you.
To get up next to you. Tell everybody who that is, Nan.
Jason Derulo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a song, What You Want Me.
There you go. DJ Shagru picking some songs this week on Fly Jams Friday.
Oh.
All right, we go to the phones here. We got more Fly Jam requests here. 312-981-7200. Here's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick, I thought Beretta's bird was named Jailbird.
You thought what?
I thought his bird was named Jailbird.
Jailbird. I said, well,
yeah, there's my rim shot.
There you go.
Hey, anyway, last week while you were gone, the great Sam Moore from Sam and Dave turned 81 years old. So in honor of his birthday and longevity, I thought I would play a cover of their song, I Thank You. Dan wasn't sure this would be fly, but I'm pretty sure you'll think it is. Here's ZZ Top.
ZZ Top.
You didn't have to shake it, but you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you. You didn't have to make it.
You know, I don't, Bob, I personally don't think this version is a Fly jam. I love the song.
Really?
But I think the original is obviously Fly.
Yeah, but, well, I like the way they do it.
Yeah, you know, it's good. It's good.
Hey, Nick, the chance of a lifetime for you. You can see Godzilla with Starship at the Holiday. Horseshoe Casino.
Blue Oyster Cult and Jefferson Starship or Starship.
November 11th.
Yeah, I know. I got it marked down.
All right.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Take care. Bye-bye.
They actually shows up in my news feed. Seriously. I don't know how they know it. But, like, Blue Oyster Cult and Starship, like, is on my Facebook news feed. Hey, Nick.
Well, stop playing Starship.
I don't. What? Playing Starship on what?
I don't know.
We have a podcast where you talk about Starship songs for, like, 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Do we?
We do, yeah. It was a couple months ago.
Stop posting all those Starship
stories. Oh, by the way, you know what else is popping up? I think Mary should jump in here for a second. Mary? Do you know what else is popping up on my feed now? On my Facebook feed constantly?
What?
Ads for bidets.
Yes. Well, that means you must have checked out the bidet.
You sent me a link to the bidet thing yesterday. This is the bidet we have. Mm-hmm. I checked it out, and now I've got nothing but bidets on my Facebook feed.
That's awesome.
It's great.
You're going to get one?
I don't know.
Just get the lid. I mean, it's the lid, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right. Just get a garden hose and stick it in the toilet.
Oh, man. What was that thing? A shiny hiney or whatever?
Yes.
Shiny hiney, yeah.
Oh, boy. At least you're not getting those ads.
Well, yeah. Who knows? I'm going to order it. All right. Here's Patrick on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
Good,
Happy
buddy.
Friday,
man. How are you? Happy Friday.
I'm doing well, man. You were talking about the Brothers Johnson earlier, and I'm thinking anything off of Lookout for Number One is a fly jam.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I was real quick, too. Have you seen Godzilla Resurgence?
No. I'm going tonight.
It's still playing?
It's playing at the Music Box. I checked. I totally forgot that it was out. It's playing at the Music Box tonight at 9:30.
I ain't going to make it.
Yeah, I'm going. But here's the problem, though, Patrick. It's in the small screen. I waited too damn long. I completely forgot it was out, but I'm going tonight. I'm going to see it at the Music Box tonight.
See if they'll give you the poster. That's a badass poster.
It's awesome. It's fantastic. Yeah. I can't wait. Patrick and I have bonded over Godzilla for these many years. All right, what do you got what do you got there, Patrick?
At first, I was going to go with Slave Party Lights, but then I was thinking I'm going to go with Soul Sonic Force Looking for the Perfect Beat.
Oh, yeah, here we go. It's a jam. That's a jam,
yeah.
Patrick. All right. Have a great weekend, buddy.
You too. Take care now.
See you later.
I think Vic was popping and locking.
Vic was popping, locking all over the place, doing the robot. Anybody do the robot anymore? Is that
I mean, a version of it, I guess.
Yeah, okay. All right. And here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
Good morning, buddy.
How about from the TV show Starsky and Hutch?
Oh, please.
Song.
All right. Here we go.
Thanks, man.
God, I used to watch this show all the time. I loved Starsky and Hutch when I was a kid. I loved it. You know, they had two different versions of that theme, though, Dan. They had two different Starsky and Hutch themes. They changed themes, I think, up three seasons in.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's the first theme, and then they changed it. I used to love the opening credits of that because it was one of those opening credits where, like, somebody would go, and then they would freeze, you know, and they would freeze it, like, in mid-scream. And then, like you say, Paul Michael Glazer, while he's, you know, screaming.
Would they go to commercials doing that?
No. That
would be good. If
they would do it at the end, though.
Then,
you know, at the very end, they would go, and then they would freeze. The credits would come up while they're going, ha! Do you ever watch Police Squad?
No.
The TV show Police Squad?
I haven't.
All right, hang on. Hold on a second. Let's find out what's going on in the opening bell. Here's Steve Grzanich. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good.
I'm excited. I don't know about you. Yeah. Cubs. Yeah. Cubs, Cubs, Cubs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, everybody's kind of excited. But, well, we're going to check over our portfolio first thing this morning. We're also going to be talking a little bit about cheap airfare. What if I told you you could fly round trip to Los Angeles for $40?
Whoa.
Big fares, sales. And we'll talk to Rick Cini of FareCompare.com, all in our Friday edition of The Opening Bell.
All right. Cool. Thank you, Steve. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. So anyway, you got to watch Police Squad. It's the TV show that Naked Gun comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Six episodes. Mm-hmm. And what they would do is at the end of each episode, they would go and they would freeze. Yeah. But it was just the actors. So like sometimes like at one point they would freeze while they're pouring coffee and the coffee would continue to pour while they were frozen.
Nice.
And at one time they had like a chimp in the scene with them and they went and they froze, but the chimp started running around and knocking stuff over. They would do the fake freeze at the end of every episode.
Oh, I like
genius.
It. I like it.
Genius. There's only six episodes of Police Squad, one of the funniest and greatest shows of all time. I'm telling you. Not as good as Kaz, though.
Well, nothing's as good as
Kaz.
Are
you kidding me?
Nothing will ever be as
good
as Kaz.
I'm glad you're learning. Hey, have a great weekend, all right?
You too.
All right, and we'll see you on Monday. Nick DiGilio here. We're going to take a break for the news.